Parshas Noach. I'd like to go over a few of the machloksim, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that come up in Parshas Noach, and just a few of the drushas, and say a little bit of pilpul. Some of it is from the Achronim, some of it's my own, over how the machloksim, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, are lishitasam. That pilpul should be most of the time. If there's time left over, then say a couple of short things after that. That's the direction we're going here. So the first machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is the second Rashi in the Parsha. It says, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bedoroso, famous Rashi, yesh mirab osenu dor shem oso l'shevach, kol shekein, she'ilu haya bedor tzadikim, haya tzadik yoser. So Noach was a tzaddik gomor according to Yesh Mirab Oseinu. V'yesh ador shem oso l'ganai. L'fi doru haya tzaddik, v'ilu haya bedoro shel Avraham, lo ya nechshev l'klum. He only was a tzaddik in his door. He would have been in the door of Avraham, he would not have been nechshev l'klum. Okay, very interesting lashon of Rashi. Yesh Mirab Oseinu dorshim, yesh dorshim, yesh la'ayim bazeh. Another machlokas. You have the pasuk of Sohar Lateva. This is in Pasuk Tes Zayin. Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Sohar Ta'ase Lateva, V'al Amo Techalanim Amala, V'chule. What is this Sohar Lateva? Look at Rashi. Yesh Omrim Chalon, V'yesh Omrim Evin Tova Hame'ir Lahem. Again, the Lashon of Yesh Omrim in Rashi. Sometimes, usually, Rashi quotes the Manda Amar that says the Memra. Both these cases, he doesn't say the Manda Amar. So some say that Sohar was a window, and some say it was a special rock that gave off light. Okay. Now, the Pardes Yosef explains that these two machloksim are tulim zebezeh, based on Rashi by Hafichas Stom. Find the Rashi. Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Yud Zayin.
Perek what?
Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Parshas Vayera. Vayomer Himole al Nafshecha al Tabit Acharecha v'al Tikar Haharo Himole Penti Safeh. Rashi says, Al tabid acharecha, atah hirshato imahem, you did rishus with them, referring to Lot. Ubizchus Avraham atanitzo, you were saved bizchus Avraham. Eincha kedai liros bepuranosam veatanitzo. Lot, you cannot look at the puranios of stone, because it was only bizchus Avraham that you were nitzo. Pardes Yosef says, you see from this, somebody who was not saved with his own zchus does not have rishus to see the destruction of his oivim. So if Noach was a tzaddik gamor, then he would be able to see out the window at the mabul. And that's taka what Reish Lakish holds. Reish Lakish in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Ches is the one that darshens that tzaddik, that Noach was a tzaddik gamor. Marin Kuf Chesam the Aleph, Sanhedrin. Amar b'Yochanan b'Dorosov v'lo b'Doros. Reish Lakish Amar b'Dorosov kol shekein. Bidoros Acherim. Reish Lakish says he definitely would have, he was a tzaddik gamor, he definitely would have been a tzaddik in other doros. So Reish Lakish will also hold that he could be the one that holds that the Tzohar was a chalon. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the darshan bidorosov alo bidoros acherim, the darshan leganai, so then Noach would have no rishus to see the hapala of the oivim. even though the pasuk is this is Rabbi Yochanan, even though the pasuk says about Noach tzaddik tomim hayah b'darosav, so benkach u'benkach, you have to understand what it means that we're darshim leganai b'darosav lo b'daros acherim. There's some limitation in his level of tzidkus. There was the way the Mefarshim say it, there's a special rachmanus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had on Noach, but he wasn't as bad as everyone else in the door. He was the best one who was worth saving, but it was really alt rachmanus. It wasn't alt his own zuchuyos legamri. If that's the case, then he would have no rishus to see in the hapala. And if so, you would have to say that the Tzohar was not a chalon, rather it was the Eben Tova. And that's the way Rabbi Yochanan Taka holds in Kuf Chesam Abeis. Kuf Chesam Abeis in Sanhedrin. Sohar ta'asela teva, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Om Lakash Baruch Hu Noach. Kava bo avonim tovus margolios. The pshat in this pasuk is make for yourself nice avonim. Kedei sheyuhu meiros lachem ketzaharayim. It should be bright for you like the daytime. So that'd be Rabbi Yochanan Shitaso, that he can't darshan Sohar Lateva to be kipshuto, to be a chalon. Rather, it was an evan, which was meira. Paradis Yosef was early 20th century. I believe maybe late 19th century, I think early 20th century. He was a chassid. He brings a sifa of both Litvash and Hasidish Svarim. I forgot if he brings from his own here or from someone else. But
the Paradis Yosef says.
He says this pshat, yeah. And so maybe, I want to say, maybe that's what Rashi's being Rami's to when he says Yesh Omrim in both places, that the two are Takatoli Zebezeh. Now, even though you find later on in the Parsha that there, Behedja, that there was a chalon in the Teva, already Mefarshim say that that chalon was only for light, Lav Dafka was to see, that you were able to see from it. However, that works like a double side mirror, whatever the pshat is. But Mefarshim already deal with this. They ask, how could you say that there was no chalon if there was a chalon? They say chalon for light, not for not to be able to see out of it.
It says Yesh V'Yesh by Noah.
By both Dorsham L'Ganai and Dorsham L'Shavach. And it also says Yesh Omrim Chalon and Yesh Omrim Heaven. Now, Vaitar. You have later in the Parsha, Rabbi Yochanan, you have later in the Parsha, start with the Psukim first. Yom v'layla lo yishboso. Okay, this is in the end of Perichess. Noach made a mizbeach l'Hashem. Kosh Baruch Hu was yorach reyachas nechoach. And then it says, Od kol yimei ha'aret zera v'kotzer v'kor v'chom v'kayitz v'chor v'yom v'layla lo yishboso. Seasons, day and night did not stop. Rashi here says, "Dibur hamaschil v'yom v'laya lo yishbosu, michlal sheshov suko yemos hamabu." From here on out, it's not going to stop. It's mashma that the mazolos were not in play, were not doing their daily service during the meyamabu. You can't tell the difference between day and night. That's yom v'laya lo yishbosu. So, in the Medrash, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. That the mazalos were, there is no shimusha mazalos. So now that makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that darshaned that the Sohar was the Eben Tova. Rashi said the Eben Tova was Me'irah Kitzaharayim. It gave off light. If according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no mazalos, there's no yom v'lai, there was no day and night, so there was no place for light.
I thought there was day and night. It says straight out.
40 days, 40 nights.
It says here, lo nikr bein yom u'bein laila. Whatever this means, meaning one shot here is half the earth was light, half the earth was night. So that would mean that at times it would be completely dark. So if it was completely dark, so there was a tzorech for the Eben HaMe'ir Ketzarayim. Now, this the Nachlas Yaakov says this. Nachlas Yaakov says that Rabbi Yochanan Shitoso needed the Eben to be Me'ir Ketzarayim because Lo Shem Shom Azalos. He connects the two together. What about Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish doesn't have to hold of the Medrash. Reish Lakish that holds that that they had light from Reish Lakish that holds. He could hold that the mazalos were in play, and they had an effect because there was a chalon. According to Reish Lakish, the Tzohar was a chalon, so you could say that the mazalos were in play, and the light was able to have an effect because it came through the chalon. Even though we said before that there was a chalon according to everybody, and there was or according to everybody, the point would be that it would have an effect. It would be helpful, according to Reish Lakish, if the mazalos were in play, then they would be able to have a gain from that light, maybe stronger, I'm not sure. Now, do we know what Reish Lakish holds about Shimush HaMazalos? So Lechora, yes. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, Reish Lakish has a famous drasha, Goy Sheshavas Chayev Misa. Okay, if a Goy rests on all Shabbos and doesn't do any Malacha, then the Goy is Chayev Misa. Shenemar Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu. The drasha comes from Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu, and Rashi explains, even though the Pashut Pshan, the Pasuk, is referring to the mazalos and the seasons, but Rashi says Abnei Adam Kai. It's referring to people that Ben Noach Lo Yishbosu cannot rest. He has to do Malacha every day of the week, any day of the week, as Ravina says, they are filu sheni b'Shabbos. Okay. So, Nun Ches Amud Beis and Sanhedrin. So that means that he doesn't darshan the pasuk kepshuto. He doesn't darshan Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu to say that the mazalos, that there lo shimshu mazalos like Rashi brings. Rather, he learns that shimshu hamazalos. If shimshu hamazalos, therefore, the chalon, and the tzohar was the chalon. So then that light was helpful. He did not need to explain that the Tzohar was an Evan HaMe'ir Ketzaharayim, because the light came about anyways al yedei the Shimush HaMazalos.
Second, how did you connect the guy working resting in
Shabbos? So Goy Sheshavas Chayev Misa, the Makor, is from Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu. Rabbi Yochanan learns Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu is Kipshuto, that there is Lo Shimshu HaMazalos, so there was no light. If Reish Lakish darshan's Goy Sheshavas Chayev Misa from Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu, that's referring to people, not referring to Mazalos, that means that Be'etzem it could be that it was Shimshu HaMazalos.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, that's it.
Reish Lakish, Goy Sheshavas Chayev Misa, it's very possible that he argues on the Medrash, and that he holds that there was Shimush HaMazalos. So there was light. So there was no need for the Tzohar previously to be Me'ir Ketzaharayim.
But Rabbi Yochanan holds that there wasn't
Lo Shem Shom Azalos. So where they get the light from must have been the Tzohar was the Eben HaMe'ir Ketzaharayim.
For the Goy working on Shabbos, said,
Goy Sheshavas Chayev Misa, Shenemar Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with that? It sounds, so this is the Dochek part, it sounds like he wouldn't have that drasha according to this. We always pass Nekar B'Yochanan, even though we do pass in Goy Sheshavas Chayev Misa. That's why it's Pilpul, not
the
Halacha.
Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Pasuk meaning what?
Rabbi Yochanan holds it's referring to the Mazalos themselves, Lo Shimshu HaMazalos. At least that's what it says in the Medrash. Yeah, Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu. From now on, Od Kol Yimei Ha'aretz.
They shouldn't rest.
Mashma, that during the Mabul,
they were resting.
They were resting, correct. Okay. Now, Vayter. Also says in Sanhedrin, Kuf Chesam Ubeiz. It also says, Kuf Chesam Ubeiz. Omer Reish Lakish. Tshuva Nitzachas Yishivu Orev L'Noach. The raven had a good taina to Noach.
Omerlo Rabcha Soneni Viata Sanaseni. Hashem hates me and you hate me. Hashem hates me because he took 7 from the Tahorin and 2 from the Tmeya. You hate me because you didn't send out 1 from the 7 Minim, you sent me out who's 1 of the 2 Minim. In Pogeya bi Sarchama o Sartina, if the, I don't know how you translate this, the Sar Chama or Sar Tina, the Malach that's in charge of Chama and Tina, if they were to be Pogeya bi, and I would die through coldness or hotness, lo nimtza olam chosid beria achas, the world would be lacking an orev. Sar Chama o Sar Tina, didn't we say before? Lo shimshu hamazalos, they weren't in movement. So how could it be a sarchama sarsina? No. Dimra is Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is the one that darshan from Yom Valaila lo yishbosu. It's referring to what? It's referring to people, not to the mazalos. Goyish shavas chayev misa. If it's referring to people, not to mazalos, that means be'emes shimshu hamazalos. Be'emes shimshu hamazalos. That's why Reish Lakish was able to say that the orev's taina was that sarchama o sarsina. Pogeya B. That maybe the Sarchama Tzartzina are going to kill me. That's the Shitaso, that Be'emes there was a Chama in place because there was Shimush HaMazalos, because he darshan Yom Velaya Lo Yishbosu, referring to Bnei Adam and not to Mazalos. I lost count here, but we're still going. Gemara Vayter Kufches Amud Beis. There is a very vague Gemara. That Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara darshans the pasuk of Lemishbechosehem Yotzu Min HaTeva. This is pasuk Peraches pasuk Yotes. It says Lemishbechosehem Yotzu Min HaTeva. They left the teva according to their mishpachos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lemishbechosehem Velo Heim. The drasha of Lemishbechosehem is Lemishbechosehem. To their family, for their family, but not them. Okay? And here in the Gilyon it says, Kosov HaBer Sheva, the Ber Sheva from the Gedolia Achronim says, Lo Yadanim Perusho, I don't know Pashup Pshah in this Gemara. And there are a variety of Pshatim about, from numerous Rishonim and Achronim, what the Gemara's drasha is, Lemishbechoseyim Yatsu, Velohem. They left the Teva according to the Mishpachos and not them. So there's one Pshat that they left, the one shot that they left the teva only bizchus the mishpachoseim, bizchus kiyum ha'olam, bizchus doros ha'asidim. They themselves did not have enough zechuyos to be saved and to leave the teva. You'll find this in the Chochmas Manoach, in the Yaakov Mechorshim in Sanhedrin. He says this pshat, it was bizchus their mishpachos and not their own zechus. Who would we say? Which shita would we say that they didn't have their own zechus to leave the teva, but rather it was bezchus kima olam azaz rachmanos? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the one who darshan leganai, who was who? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's the Mara Dishmaisa here that says the mishpachoseim v'lohem. Rabbi Yochanan shitasa the darshan noach leganai, so he didn't have his own zechus to leave. It was only the mishpachoseim for future kima doros and not bezchus atma. Next. The Mefarshim ask a famous question. How was Avram Avinu Mekayim called Torah Kula? Goy Sheshovas Chayev Misa. Reish Lakish is din that if a Goy does rest all of Shabbos, he's Chayev Misa. So as we know, there's a famous Machlokas. The Avos Kodem Matan Torah. Did they have a din of Ben Noach or a din of Yisrael? Were they completely like Ben Noach, or did they have to keep Dine Ben Noach Lechumra and Dine Yisrael Lechumra? Machlokas. Rashi numerous times calls Abraham and Yaakov, he calls them Ben Noach. Let's assume they're called Ben Noach. So all the Mefarshim ask, yes?
Abraham and Yaakov?
And I know of a Rashi by Abraham and Yaakov, not Lafuka Yitzchak. So Mefarshim ask, Abraham was a Ben Noach. Ben Noach Shabbos Chayav Misa, so Avram has to do Melacha. But we know the Mishnah in Kiddushin says Avram Avinu Kaim Kol Torah Kula. Had Avram keep Shabbos? if he did melacha, he kept the din of ben Noach Shabbos Chayav Misa, but he didn't keep Kol Torah Kula.
Hey, base, yeah. And Brisa Numa Chavches, Abba Minu Kaim Kol Torah Kula.
So this is a question that many, many Mefarshim ask, and there are tens and tens of them for this question. Maybe a different time we'll go over some of the answers, but I want to focus on one of the answers right now. One answer is, Binyan Tzion says this in Tshuva, that's the Aruch HaNer. He says that they would, every Shabbos, they would do a Melach of Chetzi Shir. Because, it, like Shnayim She'asuhu, two people lift up something and carry it together, that's a Melach of Chetzi Shir. Mitzad Yisrael, he's not doing a Melach. We know Shnayim She'asuhu by Shabbos is Patur. It's a Chetzi Melach. He's Patur. Ben Noach, the Rambam famously says, there's no shiurim for Ben Noach. You have that Ben Noach is chayv on Pachos Mesheva Pruta, for Gezel. There's no shiurim for Ben Noach. It's a chumra for Ben Noach that he's chayv even on Pachos Mikashir. So, Avraham, being a din of a Ben Noach, is doing Melacha by doing Pachos Mikashir. And at the same time, he's keeping Kol Torah Kula because he's not doing a shir. Adkan divrei Binyan Tzion.
So that works according to both shittas, let's say, Ben Noach and Yisrael. Because if he was a Yisrael,
if he's a Yisrael, it's not shver to begin with.
Then it would be a kula because he would be doing able to keep Shabbos.
Yeah, but there's no question
to begin. Ben Noach, he wasn't. Yeah. So it would work both ways.
Yeah. The question is only a question if he's a Ben Noach.
Right.
Because he kept Kol Torah Kula, and at the same time, he's a Ben Noach, and those are stevers as far as Shabbos is concerned. If he has a din of a Yisrael, just keep Shabbos. Nothing to talk about. Well, the ones that he can't do, they say that Kol Osek, correct. Shabbos was relevant for him. So this is the answer. However, there's a vort from Elio Kletzkin's name that he takes this Binyan Tzion further. This all makes sense if Chetzi Shir is Mutter. We said he kept Kol Torah Kula if he didn't do the Shir. We know there's a concept called Chetzi Shir. Chetzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. Nachon? Yuma Ayin Dalet. Chetzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. So what do we answer here? If he did Pachos Mikashir, he's still going to be Chayav. You have to know the whole time. I mean, by Shabbos, certain Malachas are not considered a Chetzi Shir, and it's Mutter. But the general answer, without getting into the specifics, the general answer of he did Pachos Mikashir is not always going to work, because Chetzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. So the whole answer only works if Chetzi Shir is Mutter Min HaTorah. Chetzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah, he did a Melacha Mitzad Yisrael, V'harcha Kusha L'duchta. Now, this whole question is only in who? Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was the one that darshan Goy Shabbos Chayav Misa, correct? Goy Shabbos Chayav Misa, how could Avram keep Kol Torah Kula if he's a Goy and Goy Shabbos Chayav Misa? We suggested before that maybe Rabbi Yochanan, who darshans from Yom V'Laya Lo Yishbosu, that he darshans referring to the Mazalos, maybe a Goy is not chayav to do malacha on Shabbos. A chiddush, we don't find anywhere Rabbi Yochanan saying this. Our only hechrach is that the medrash that he darshaned from Yom V'Laya Lo Yishbosu to darshan otherwise.
Why wouldn't he be chayav?
Because Reish Lakish darshaned it from Yom V'Laya Lo Yishbosu. Rashi Al Torah brings the medrash, which is Rabbi Yochanan, that says Yom V'Laya Lo Yishbosu is referring to the Mazalos. So maybe it's not a makor for that it's referring to Bnei Adam. It's not going to work the halacha, of course, but b'derech pupula. So now, the whole question is in Reish Lakish, correct? According to Reish Lakish, Rosh Hashavas Chayiv Misa had Avram keep Kol Torah Kula. Okay? So we said he did Chetzi Shir. And we said it only makes sense that Chetzi Shir is Mutter Min HaTorah. Because Chetzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, he's not keeping Kol Torah Kula. Our answer only makes sense that Chetzi Shir is Mutter Min HaTorah. You open up Yuma Ayin Dalet. Everyone knows Reish Lakish Shita, Chetzi Shir, Mutter Min HaTorah. So Lishitasa. The Tzohar was a Chalon. It was a Chalon Mamish. And it was helpful to give in. First of all, he was able to see the Hapala because he was a Tzadik Gomor. So based on the Rashi by Stone, you're able to see the Hapala, you're able to see the Hapala of the Sonim. And also it gave in clear light Lagamri because Shimshu HaMazal is according to Reish Lakish. Because he doesn't darshan Yom V'Layah Lo Yishbozu referring to the mazalos, he darshans it referring to people. So there was Shimush HaMazalos. Aye, he darshans it for people. He darshans it for Goy Sheshavos. How could it be that Avram kept Kol Torah Kula? Chetzi Shir Matan HaTorah. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who we hold like Chetzi Shir is also in the Torah, so we asked, how did Avram keep Kol Torah Kula? No problem. He doesn't hold Goy Sheshavos Chayev Misa. Because Goy Sheshavos Chayev Misa, the source is from Yom V'Layah Lo Yishbozu. Rabbi Yochanan used Yom V'Layah Lo Yishbozu for Lo Shimshu HaMazalos. So if Goy Sheshavos is not Chayev Misa, so Avram could do it. Avram could keep Shabbos Legamri, and mitzad Goy Sheshavos, there's no problem because there's no such halacha. So the fact that Rabbi Yochanan holds Chetzi Shir Asmin HaTorah is not going to be a problem for us. The whole question was in Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Lashitoso Chetzi Shir Mutam HaTorah.
But you said that the halacha
passed through Rabbi Yochanan. This will not work with halacha. This is not. This is derech pilpul.
We're being chassidish.
Derech pilpul. And again, so the whole thing is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Chetzi Shir, let's say over Rabbi Yochanan, Chetzi Shir is asur min haTorah. So you can't give our answer for Goy Sheshavos Chayev Misa, had Avram keep Kol Torah Kula. Granted, there's many, many other answers out there, but let's say this was the only answer, so he would be stuck. Oh, so it must be that he can't hold Goy Sheshavos Chayev Misa, that shouldn't be Shver. So what does he do with the pasuk of Yom V'Layah Lo Yishbozu? He darshens the Kapashtei. It's referring to Lo Shimshu Mazalos. Lo Shimshu Mazalos, how did they have light bechlal? It must be that the Tzohar was an Evan in Me'ir Ketzar Rayim, which is where Rabbi Yochanan Taka holds. One Hosafa that I just saw today, the Be'er Sheva on Tuf Ches Min Aleph by the Gemara of Dorshim L'Shevach, Dorshim L'Ganai, he's bothered. In Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, the Darshan L'Ganai, that it was the Doros of Lo B'Doros Acher. We always Darshan Kipashte, the Tzadik, Tomim, and we always try to Darshan L'Shevach Lo L'Ganai. What was Rabbi Yochanan's Hecherach to darshan the Ganai? That the Besheva says Liolam Tamesi, I always was bothered, had Rabbi Yochanan darshan the Ganai. So you know what he says? He says Rabbi Yochanan Shitaso, of course, because there's another Rashi in the Parsha, famous Rashi. It says Noach was Mikatnei Yamuna, correct?
When he didn't go in right away?
When he wouldn't go in, exactly. What's the lashon of the pasuk? Find the pasuk.
And Hashem told them to go in.
This is a Perek Zion, Pasuk Hey. No, Pasuk Zion. Perek Zion, Pasuk Zion. Vayavo Noach, one of Ishto, the Shev, one of Ito, Ala Teva, Mipnei Mehamabu. They went in because of the Mehamabu. Zot Rashi, Af Noach Mikatne Emuna Hoya, Mamin Ve'eno Mamin, Eno Mamin Shiyavu Hamabu, Velo Nichnas La Teva, Ash Dachku Hamayim. He didn't go in until he had to go in. I remember over the years I heard people ask, what do you mean? How could it be he wasn't a Ma'amin? Tzadik, Tomim, Dorosov. I didn't see the Medrash inside, but the Be'er Sheva says, this Medrash is from Rabbi Yochanan. There's no Kasha Bechlal. This Rashi is just saying over Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Yochanan holds Dorsham L'Shevach Lo L'Ganai? Sorry, L'Ganai Dorsham L'Dorosov Lo B'Doros Acherim? He was a Tzadik in his door. But even he needed to be pushed into the Mabul. Needed to be pushed into the Tevas. So because of this drasha, Rabbi Yochanan had to learn the pasuk L'Ganai, the roast of v'lo b'doros shel acherim. I didn't look into it. I don't know. What does he do with Bnei Mabul? We have to open the Medrash and see. Taka, we have to see. Maybe there's more to add to this. Avada. Okay. We'll stop here.